good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling you from NORS Survey, and we are conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. And I am required to read verbatim for the survey. What is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. And please note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to legal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never? Tried once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Daily.
How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, like marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate in any form, like hash or hash oil? Would you say never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Daily.
Thank you. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once or twice a year, tried once or twice, or never?
Daily
on this one. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one that I read. If you don't agree or disagree, that's fine. Just let me know. And for each statement that I read, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, remember, just give me your best guess. The first one says, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Would you say you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Would you say you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. What about this one? What'd you say?
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Disagree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Would you say you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly disagree, disagree, agree, or strongly agree on that?
Disagree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. What would you select as an option there?
Is there like, I'll agree.
Agree, thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Next one says, most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing to do.
Yes.
Would you say you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Disagree.
Thank you. We're headed towards the end of the survey now. I appreciate your time. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Disagree.
My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Thank you. The next one says, most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Would you say you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree,
thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Disagree,
thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Disagree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree,
thank you. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. Now the next one says, I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yes, agree,
thank you. Now, most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Disagree.
This is my fourth to the last of the list. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Second to the last of the list, parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Disagree.
And the last one says, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using cigarettes. Would you say you strongly agree?
Agree,
thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Never.
Thank you. And how often do you use marijuana, in edible or drinkable form, other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Would you say never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Not prescribed medical.
Oh, okay. Not prescribed medical.
Then never.
Never, thank you. Now, how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once a month, once or twice a year? Twice a month, thank you. I appreciate it. And I just have a few final questions to finish the survey. So far, this school year, ma'am, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials They say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping. Would you say never? A few times this school year? A few times a month? Every day. Thank you. And how would you describe yourself? White, Hispanic or Latino, Black or African American, Asian, South Asian or Asian American, American Indian or Alaska Native?
White.
I appreciate it. As a token of our appreciation, the Substance Prevention Education and Action Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. The first is Rangers Supporting Rangers, Community Scholarship Foundation, and Forest Lake Family Pathways.
Scholarship Foundation.
Scholarship. Thank you. This concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your participation, ma'am, and you have a wonderful rest of the night. Thank you, ma'am.
Good night.